This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. You can find them online at www.mysta.org. I'm Carl Scamenti, a Turfgrass Extension Associate here at Cornell. With me, as always, to review the latest growing season updates is Dr. Frank Rossi. Okay, it's April 6th. We just got off our Shortcut conference call here with Dr. Frank Rossi. Frank, let's start with the weather. How did the weather in the past week affect how turf managers are going to make decisions coming up?
Yeah, Carl, I think we, you know, if you've been outside, which everybody's starting to do now in the spring, it doesn't take you long to figure out there's a lot of moisture in the system. And mm-hmm. you and I were up at Glens Falls Country Club this past week for one of our pop-up walk-arounds. I think 30 guys are out there walking in the pouring rain, and you see firsthand when you walk on that ground how saturated it is, right? So, and, you know, temperatures have been hovering around normal, and it looks like from Art's forecast at this stage of the game that we're looking for a big warm-up and quite a bit of drying. At least if you look at the bigger models, there's going to be quite a bit of drying. Art is calling for some storms possibly moving through at the end of the next week. But big warm-up south of the region, almost into the 80s. So everybody, I'm sure, growing grass at this time of the year is paying attention to that stuff. So with that as a backdrop, right, I thought we had another conversation about traffic.
Yeah, higher traffic areas especially. How are people going to manage those areas?
Yeah, and I think, again, when you've got that much moisture in the system, the big deal that you, when you put any kind of maintenance traffic, never mind foot traffic, and I think immediately of the poor sports turf guys that the fields are being used for either active sports, you know, the sports that they're playing now, lacrosse in particular, an absolutely devastating spring sport because of the narrow goal mouth. And so, you know, they're seeing that bare ground, and as we talked about today, I think they should just start throwing some seed. If you see bare ground, if you get a bright sunny day under these kinds of conditions, that surface can get into the 70s. And as you and I were talking about in the call, Chris Freelinghouse, the golf course superintendent at Glens Falls Country Club, puts temperature sensors underneath his impermeable green jacket covers and measured temperatures in excess of 120 degrees. Now, you're not going to get that on just a dark soil, but I bet you get 70 degrees. You throw a quick germinating ryegrass, it's likely to pop. Is it going to be perfect? No. But if you get ahead of it now, maybe it won't get as bad as it normally gets. And at the same time, in goal mouths, if you can do some top dressing, just throw some material in there so that the water keeps sheeting off the sides. The problem with these goal mouths is that the bottoms bowl out and then hold more water. So under heavy wet conditions, traffic can be an even bigger deal than it is under dry conditions. So maintenance traffic as well, everybody. No need to rush out there with the carts making ruts. And I mean, there's nothing to mow. If you're going to mow, bring a rotary or a weed whacker, a line trimmer. No need to cause more problems. So that, you know, that cautionary thing about sometimes how maintenance creates some issues led to our next part of the conversation with regard to products.
Yeah, some of our experts were reporting they saw pre-emergent going down from homeowners this week. You got to say that's probably not the right move at this point with the saturated soil conditions, right?
Listen, the introduction of any compound into a saturated condition always has a greater risk of moving somewhere else. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's kitty litter. You know, something that's soluble, that can disperse, will move through the system more when it's saturated. And I don't think anybody's arguing that it isn't saturated. So when you see people making applications, that's the kinds of things that we were saying are indefensible. I mean, they're simply, as a scientist, I can't defend the risk that creates. I understand from a landscape professional the practical implications that poses. They got to get their products out. They have their customers to satisfy. They have contracts to fulfill. And, you know, these marginal edges, you know, where I would say, listen, just wait. Don't even go out there. There's nothing to do here. With drying coming in a few days, you can get at it. And I understand cleanups have to happen. Again, that's fine. Don't bring equipment out there. No need to apply anything because by every measure, this biological system that we're managing hasn't kicked into gear. Even in South Jersey, we heard from Rich Buckley, who was down there just the other day. He says, you know, even down there, my usual mark of 10 caterpillar, you know, isn't happening. So we got some time yet. But I do think sunny, warm weather will drive things quickly. So hold off on those product applications during these saturated conditions. Give that water a chance to at least get off the surface, right? Let the wind blow a little bit and just dry it out. No need to do anything. Got another weekend. The Masters is on. Take it easy. Relax. And at the same time, realize that come by Tuesday, Wednesday, when temps are in the 70s, creeping into the 80s, that the system's going to get a big goose and start going. So I think that's all we got for today, Carl, isn't it?
Yep, that just about wraps it up for the April 6th edition of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, again presented in partnership by the New York State Turfgrass Association. Join us next week for another episode.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.